Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes. Nice
dress. It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
This is FM 104's Strawberry Alarm Clock Podcast. Here we go,
So we heard the update there with Hazel Noel, the headlines there. Her last story was about her alarms, the alarms and the alarms that are popular.
Yes, and we all kind of got a bit of a fright when we heard that sound. We were like, oh,
yeah, what is that?
Alarm?
Yeah, yeah.
Is that alarm going off?
And so you guys, so she did an example of, that's your alarm,
isn't it? That's a terrifying one. That's the one that goes off in my house to wake me up every morning.
But that's, there you go, you use the word terrifying. Your alarm, is the first thing you hear in the day is going to set you up for the day. If you're waking up freaked out, that's going to stay with you, right?
Okay.
So what do you wake up to, Zayla?
This is, what do you want, my one?
Yeah, give us a listen.
So this is the one that goes off at 5.
Okay.
Oh. Okay, right.
No.
That will
it's not
also
so bad.
It's not so bad. It's
okay.
A little bit spacey.
That will go off then again 2 minutes later, just in case,
oh,
right?
But like, what about Trevor beside you?
And then 5 minutes later, if I haven't woken up, this is the one that goes off to move me, and
no.
This one gives me anxiety. Are you ready?
Yeah. That's lovely. That's called Seaside. I know that one.
That would drive me.
No,
that's
that one
worse.
Gives me that's a actually, heart attack. That's actually worse than
I can't access mine, so I've just timed it for 7:12. So it's going to go off in 9 seconds.
Okay, excellent.
Right. You'll be able to find out what it is.
You need to change your alarms. Like Seaside's not too bad. To a bit like something a bit more friendly, like this, right?
But that's too gentle.
You won't wake up with that.
No.
You can change your alarm, your volume on your alarm.
But that would put it, that would be like a theme song in my dream. Do you know what I mean? Like that would just kind of blend into what I'm dreaming about.
Yeah, but if you can turn the volume up so it goes goes really loud. So my alarm, let me see if I can get this now.
It's going to be like purple rain,
no.
Purple rain.
No. Close though. This is my alarm. And I have it turned off by now. That's
what?
I have by now it's turned off.
That's very quick.
Yeah.
Oh, that's gorgeous. Oh, that's from the thing.
Oh, here's Crossy's.
Here's mine coming out now.
Oh.
Well, that's good.
And now it's just stopped.
So, just
it sounds like
that,
a nice ice cream van coming.
It's like an ice cream van, but yeah,
cute.
I hate alarms. I have to have loads of them. I have a Google Home. I have my other half's alarm on his phone, and I have my phone.
But do you, both of you, are you not waking up your other halves by
yes.
having all these multiple alarms?
Yeah.
That's so annoying.
But I'm just terrified
what
that I won't
think?
Wake up.
Why do you think that's funny?
No, but it's that we've had these conversations.
He gets you cereal every morning on the weekends.
We've had these conversations before where he's like, can you just have one alarm?
Separate rooms.
Sleep divorce.
So when Sharon works at the weekends, sometimes her alarm, she does the multiple 4 or 5 times alarms.
Uh-huh.
4 or 5 times.
4 or 5.
I like literally after about 7 notes of that, and I've stopped it, and I've got it low, and I'm up, and I'm gone. None of this.
You're a one alarm chap.
I'm a one alarm chap.
That's right. And you're not waking up with a panic. You're not. You're. Are you kind of like just slowly waking?
I'll tell you what I do.
Slumber?
I'll tell you exactly
you're
what I
like,
do.
Ah.
I'll tell you what I do.
Okay.
I wake up. That alarm goes off.
Bing, bing, bing.
I chug a load of water.
Like
right?
Do you get out of bed and then chug a load of water?
No. I always have water beside me.
By the bed.
Yeah. Yeah. You may have noticed, I always have water.
You do like your issue.
So by the way, I need to tell you about water caps. I found out something about the water caps that nobody knows.
It's
I only
a conspiracy.
Found out yesterday. No, it's not an amazing thing that you'll go, oh my God, I'll tell you tomorrow. So anyway, chug a load of water.
Okay.
That wakes you up because all that water going into you, just everything inside you goes, oh, hello. And I look at my phone.
Yeah.
And I see what's going on, see what happened overnight. You know, any celebrity deaths?
Because usually the deaths, isn't it? Who's dead today?
Yeah. And then by the time the water's kicked in, then I'm up and I'm awake.
That sounds like a very adult, a mature way of waking up.
Well, I'm not adult or mature.
I like the chaotic 4:45, 5, 5:05, 5:07, 5:10, 5:20.
Wait, how many is that?
I got a load.
That's
too many.
Oh my God, Crossy, that's a
too
lot.
Many. And you're annoying yourself every time it goes off. WhatsApp is in your audio. Now, you obviously you can't send your audio, but do an impersonation of your alarm, please. 0876797104. Like if it's da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da and your name. 0876797104 and let us know what alarm you're waking up to. Do you have a song?
Or people do it to the radio. Like with Google Homes now and Alexa's now, you can do it to the radio.
Yeah. And actually, get up out of bed. One of my friends has one of those clocks that like when the alarm goes off, it plays like soft music and then it also has light as if it's like daylight.
Yeah. Oh,
one
of those like daylight really cool.
ones. I can't remember what they're called, but they're very, very good.
They're good for you.
They're
okay.
very healthy for you too.
Let us know what it is, but just turn off the annoying alarms, change it to something more fun or something soothing, and then you start off kind of like,
sure, you could wake up with you're my little boo thing.
Yeah, he could, whatever it is, but like not. It is the Strawberry Alarm Clock. It's F104. Right. I'm loving these retro.
What music is this?
If you know, you don't recognize that?
Coming up next on BBC, we're going to go live to Sabrina the Teenage Witch, but next, it's Ant and Dec.
Yeah.
I like it.
Ballpark. Yeah, okay, animated. I bet you people know. Right, so the TV show that everyone's kind of gearing up for, Holly Willoughby's kind of comeback show. It's going to be her on an island in Costa Rica with Bear Grylls. I think it's called Bear something, isn't it? Was it Bear?
Bear
something.
Island.
Bear Bottoms. I don't know what it's called. But anyway, so it's a survival show. It's been done before, but this time with Bear Grylls, who knows what he's doing. Holly Willoughby is the presenter, obviously.
It's so, kind of like I'm a Celebrity, but on Netflix.
It's very similar, isn't it? So we know that Mel B is definitely going to be in there. Somebody you know is going to be in there. Oh yeah, Zainab, I'm looking at you.
When I speak, listen, this is my... are we talking about...
Greg O'Shea?
The Saturdays. Una Healy.
Una Healy's going in.
Oh, wait, yes. I don't know now.
Yes, confirmed.
Is it confirmed?
Yes.
Oh, she's raging now. She kept her a secret.
I'm literally... Because I sent her a voice...
Not allowed to tell
anyone. We were sending voice notes to each other only a few weeks ago. I'll have to send her a message. Like, girl!
I can exclusively reveal, it says in The Sun this morning, that, the Saturday singer Una Healy will be going to... Whose voice is that?
I don't know who
I think she'd be good at that.
She would be really good. She's so fit. She's so strong-minded. She'd be well able. And she'd be well able to go up against Mel B.
Yeah.
Sure. Well, I don't know what you have to do on the island, but like if there was any, you know,
eat
arguments
bits.
Or something, or eat bits, I don't know.
She survived The Voice of Ireland. Wasn't she on that?
Was she on The Voice?
She wasn't The Voice of Ireland. I think
she was on one of those TV shows.
She was judged for 3 years. Was she not? No.
Was she not judged on one of those shows?
Sharon, Jamelia, one of the lads, and Jason Byrne or something.
No, she was on one of those Ireland's Got the BGT. Pop Stars Talent rival show.
She was on some one of those shows. Anyway, she's going to be in there. So Mel B, Una Healy, Lottie Moss, who is...
Lottie Moss. Oh, Kate Moss's daughter.
Sister.
Oh, sister.
Yeah.
Oh.
I heard she's good crack.
It's half sister. Yeah. Is she good crack? I don't know anything about her. Shirley Ballas.
The L one from Strictly.
Well, yeah, she's
kind of likable, no?
Yeah, very likable. She's very fit as well because she's a dancer.
And also strong-minded because you have to be if you're doing all that training, all that dance training.
She'll be well able for kind of any hardships. And Danny Cipriani, the rugby player.
Yeah. Was he going out with Charlotte Church?
He was.
No, he wasn't,
no.
Was he?
Who was he going out with?
Danny Cipriani would have been around the same time as Bod, I think. Wouldn't he have been?
He's a good looking man.
Yeah, he played for England, yeah.
He played for England. Oh, that's not a bad lineup.
He's got nice teeth.
Yeah, so it's not so far. So it's very jungly, isn't it?
That is the jungle. And someone said Jesse Nelson as well. And Leigh Francis.
Okay. Oh, sorry. Yes, Leigh Francis was supposed to be in that. I thought that was confirmed. I need to confirm this now.
Are you going to text her?
She is raging.
How close are you to Una Healy?
Like, I talked to her a good bit. I just haven't talked to her in a little while.
Did you ever go on holidays with her? What?
Showbiz on the Strawberries.
With autobuy.ie. Don't waste your precious time. Sell your car the easy way. Autobuy.ie.
So, you know, Olivia Rodrigo played Three Arena last night.
Yeah, yes. Two sold out shows.
Well, her next stop was supposed to be Manchester for the brand new arena called the Co-op Live, sponsored by Co-op, which is a, like Tesco over there.
Yeah,
but so, it's a brand new arena.
Oh, is it? Okay.
That is just about to open up last night with Boogie with the Hoodie, or Hoodie with the Boogie. You know that artist?
I
think he's a rapper. Anyway,
yes.
It was supposed to be with him last night, and they were saying this is a state-of-the-art arena. Peter Kay was supposed to open a couple of months ago, but due to technical difficulties and God knows what else, they had to stop it and rearrange everything around again.
Because he used to work in the Manchester arena. Peter Kay's done loads of shows from there.
So this would be a big thing for him. Investors into this arena.
Uh-huh.
Harry Styles is one of them.
Oh, wow.
There's big talk of it. So last night, Boogie with the Hoodie. Here, I'm going to have to get his proper
Boogie
name.
Boogie with the Hoodie. It sounds like a kid's TV show.
Boogie with the
I want to watch Boogie with the Hoodie.
Boogie with the Hoodie.
Okay, that's even better than Boogie.
It's literally with da Hoodie.
Yeah, with the Hoodie.
With the Hoodie, yeah.
That man was supposed to play last night.
That man with the hoodie.
The man, Boogie with the Hoodie.
Yeah.
So people were in the audience or queuing up, waiting to get into this arena, and they come out and go, it's not happening tonight. The opening night is not happening.
Why?
What?
Technical difficulties. We can't do it.
No.
So it has gone worldwide where people are looking at this, and now it's after affecting Olivia's two nights in Manchester.
Do another night in Dublin, Olivia.
On top of it. So at the moment, the next band to play is on the 5th of May, and that's Keane. And then it's Take That for 5 nights. And then I don't know who else. I think whoever else is after that. Maybe your man.
Elbow,
I think.
Love
after that.
Wait, how many dates is Olivia supposed to be doing in Manchester?
2 nights. But they don't know if they're going to be ready for Keane on the 5th of May.
Because
whatever after happening, like they're on Twitter, they're online, they're going, we're so sorry. We know people were getting ready. We know, you know, you've paid for flights, accommodation.
Yeah. And Keane are playing 3 Arena in a couple of weeks as well here.
Oh,
it
cool.
has got millions of views on Twitter alone where people are going, this is a disgrace.
That's a massive mess up, isn't it?
That's a big mess up. And sure, we saw how much Livia needed staging wise and stuff like that. So if there's any form of tap.
Yeah, of course.
Oh no.
That's
a mess.
Pushes everything back.
So yeah, just keep an eye on that story, because it's one of those where you're kind of going to go, oh Jesus, yeah.
Watch it from afar.
Oh Jesus, right.
What's going on here?
Go on then, yeah.
We need to talk about Emily Blunt and Ryan Gosling, okay? So they're in Fall Guy, which is a remake of Fall Guy from like years ago. About a stuntman. Yeah. So here they are talking about their favourite movies.
Oh.
Oh my gosh, don't even get me started. Okay, I'm going to rattle them off. I mean, Nice Guys is top.
Mary Poppins.
Love Come Drive.
On. Who could do that? No one could do that. How you did that. How did you do that?
I don't know.
How did you play Mary Poppins?
It's a blur.
It can't be done.
Everything he does.
Everything
I
he
will
did
watch
too. I was just telling you the other
does.
Day that in Gulliver's Travels I loved.
We do not talk about that film.
But she's great in it.
Ryan, we do not discuss that film.
Oh, really? Oh, I see. Rewatch it, everyone.
Guys, please
You'll
don't.
See.
Oh, my God.
You'll see what now? I want to know what
happened. Oh, my God. Gulliver's Travels.
Woeful.
I forgot that she was in that with Jack Black.
I thought it was going good, yeah.
Did you like it?
Well, there must be something in that she's embarrassed about.
You said, it's not great.
Oh, I liked it, yeah.
It's a good Sunday movie, though, if you want to like switch off your brain.
But about 2 o'clock in RT1.
What's she embarrassed about in it, though?
The whole thing.
Probably the whole thing. It's got 27% on Rotten Tomatoes. That's embarrassing.
Go and have a look. You'll see. Well, you'll see what?
Her face.
I thought it was Jack Black carried it though, didn't he?
I would pay a lot of money to go back in time and be out in Reds or 21 for one last time for the specials and for that song.
Print off your little €1 voucher to go into 21's.
That's all
that?
I want. Just one night to go into Reds 21, upend the place and leave.
Oh.
I'd like to go back with the winning lottery numbers.
Oh, well, there you go. It's probably better.
You've raised the stakes and doubled the dough.
€2,000 up for grabs.
FM104's Instagram
with misquote.ie. Low-cost car insurers for learner permit drivers with exclusive savings at misquote.ie.
Okay, Emer is our contestant this morning. Good morning to you, Emer.
Good morning, Jim. How are you?
I'm very good. You have a lovely voice.
Yeah, very deep, nice, husky voice, Emer.
Now, thank you. Is there an echo? Because I have you on loudspeaker.
No, there's no echo.
No,
for
that's
me.
All perfect.
Yeah.
Can you say, Emer, FM 104?
FM 104.
Ooh, oh, yes,
Emer.
That will cost you 50 quid.
Emer. That's it.
Hang opener. Emer.
What about Emer in the evening?
Emer in the evening
with that kind of voice.
Playing smooth grooves.
Oh, hello, guys.
The love
hello,
zone.
Emer.
The cruise to snooze with Emer live.
I hate my voice.
No.
Lovely voice.
Now, before all that voice.
Before all the other contestants who've ever played Instagram get jealous, you all have lovely voices.
You all have lovely voices.
Not just Emer.
Oh, yeah.
Emer's heading down to Wexford this weekend. It's the start of it. Britis, Tremor,
Fortin,
they're all going to get hit up this weekend.
Oh, very excited.
Yeah, now we go to Kilmuckridge. So big up to Kilmuckridge.
Lovely.
Great. Well, enjoy that.
Lovely.
The weather's looking good, Emer.
Be a lot better with $2,000 in my pocket.
This is true. Wait, how do you usually do when you play at home, Emer?
Do you know, I fall is the true or false ones normally. You know, the one where it's like, does Nelly Furtado have a sister called whatever?
Jemima.
I normally fall at them.
Yeah, okay.
Sports ones, I'm not great.
Well, can I just say...
I've got 10 a couple of times, but mostly kind of 8.
Okay.
I was in a meeting yesterday and all the departments were there and our accounts man, John, was there. And John was like, will you stop slagging me off on the radio? I don't mind writing all these checks. And I went, John, did you just say that in front of loads of people?
In fairness to John, he's never said, stop giving away the money. He's never said that. We make it sound like he's at the door going, stop.
Yeah, tell John I spell my name E-M-E-R.
Got it.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. He's a Liverpool fan for his sins. God love him. But sure, look.
I love the confidence, Emer. I love the confidence.
Do you know what? I'm so broke at the moment, so I'm just manifesting this.
Yes, you know what? Come on, Emer.
We got this.
Everybody wants you to win, Emer. Best of luck. 10 questions. You can go back. You can go. You know the rules, right, Emer? Do you? Just for people who don't. Hello. And so 10 questions. You can pass on them, come back to them if you need to. Have to accept your first answer.
Okay.
And no Googling, no messing. And no looking at me, please. Right, here we go. In what sport can you score a hole in one?
Golf.
What colour are the spots on a common ladybird?
Black.
In the Jungle Book, what type of animal was Baloo?
A bear.
Starting with the letter M, what five-letter stone fruit is also the name of a fashion retailer?
Mango.
True or false, Margot Robbie is a Fulham football supporter?
True.
According to the superstitious rhyme, what is four magpies a sign of?
One for sorrow, two for joy, three for girl, four for boy.
Which supermarket chain has the most stores in Ireland? Supervalue, Tesco or Dunnes?
Ah, lads. Tesco.
Ryan Reynolds is the co-owner of which football club?
I'm watching the documentary. I'll come back to that, sorry.
What's the largest planet in our solar system?
Uranus.
And who had a massive recent hit with Lil Boothang?
Come on, Emer.
Oh, for God's sake.
Lil Boothang.
With guys in the back saying, Jupiter!
It was Jupiter!
Wait, who's in the car with you there? Or who's in the
My
house?
Gorgeous daughters, Isabel and Leonie.
Hi.
Now, hi, guys.
So, Emer, before we get into the... Hi. Did you give us an answer for 10? No? Who had a massive recent hit with Lil Boothang? You didn't answer that. So that's it.
I don't know that.
You don't know?
I don't know that. And it was Wrexham for Ryan Reynolds.
He's a one-hit wonder. I wouldn't worry about that fella.
Somebody says, give her the money, Uranus. And that's not how you spell that.
Oh, Emer, you have made us all smile this morning, all right? In what sport can you score a hole in one? The answer is golf. What colour are the spots in the common ladybird? Black spots. In the Jungle Book, what type of animal was Baloo? He was a bear. And starting with the letter M, I didn't get this when Jim asked me. The five-letter stone fruit is also a fashion retailer. The answer is mango.
Love their clothes.
And the true or false, Margot.
Yeah, I would never fit into their clothes. Go on.
I would be the same.
I love mango.
True or false, Margot Robbie is a Fulham football supporter. And the answer is true. You were afraid of them and you got that right. Five out of five.
I love that you also went through this full rhyme, right? Superstitious rhyme. Four magpies are a sign of, and you said four for a boy. That was right. Now, the supermarket chain that has the most stores in Ireland, Supervalue, Tesco or Dunnes? The answer was Supervalue. Supervalue.
That was
the first one you got. That was the first one you got wrong. And that was everybody sending messages going, finance manager right now, relieved. Okay, Ryan Reynolds.
poor John. Johnny's a part of
he's
this show now.
He's never complained.
I know, he
Get
really
John
hasn't.
In if he's outside.
He's the loveliest easygoing man ever. Yeah. Ryan Reynolds is the co-owner of Wrexham, that's right. And the largest planet in our solar system is not Uranus, it is Jupiter. And Paul Russell had the hit song Lil Boo Thang.
You got 6 out of 10 today, but you know what? You're not going to go home without anything today. We're going to send you to Movies at Dundrum for the two kids to watch a movie when you come back from your holidays.
Isabel
all right,
and Leonie, you'll have
Thank
to start
you so much.
Thinking what movie you want to go and see with your mom.
Do you know what's actually coming out very soon?
Can I just give
Garfield.
A big shout out? I work in a special school in Loughlinstown called Ballyon Meadows, and I just want to give a big shout out to all the gorgeous kids out there because we all adore them with all of our hearts.
Oh, beautiful.
So I just want to give a big shout out
and
to them.
We adore you. Somebody said, please break the rules and give her the money. There you go. So people are really enjoying it. I think that's from every 12 year old.
Probably my, probably
that's
my bank manager going. No,
every 12 year old, that's their favourite planet's name. So
look, we owe the bank manager nothing until 10 o'clock today, so let's all be okay. Once they open, that's when we open.
True.
Emer, have a lovely day. Thanks for playing.
I'll get on to it again. Thanks for chatting, guys. You're so great.
Have a great time in Wexford.
Now it is time to try and find the person. Have they been in touch, Zane? Have you been?
They have. Oh. I've been keeping an eye on the WhatsApps.
Right.
And I have cross-checked the phone number and all the details, and I can confirm that we have Sarah Jane Neeson.
Let's ring her. Neeson, is it?
Neeson, yes.
Did you try and find her?
I will find you.
Hi, Sarah Jane.
Hi, how are you guys?
Good, how are you?
Tell us about yourself. Nervous. How's your day today? How's your day today? How did it start?
Yeah, my day is grand. Well, it started by my manager coming and grabbing me and saying, I think you are in the qualifying round. She just grabbed me by the shoulders. I was like, ah.
Oh, so you're working away at the moment, are you?
Yeah, I'm in work at the moment.
So they knew you from the hoodie, did they? Or the fleece?
The fleece and the fact that I'm from Finglas, yeah.
Right.
What's the giraffe a reference to it?
Sorry?
It says you had a giraffe on your fleece. What's that about?
Oh, yeah, because I work in giraffe childcare.
So it's like a uniform. Okay.
No, I just love giraffes.
That's what I thought. I was like, oh, I want this fleece.
They're long and cute.
No, I work in giraffe childcare in Blanchardstown.
Perfect. Is that where did you do the video? Was that Blanche?
Yeah, okay. My manager texts in to you guys and one of the girls came out in the Jeep Avenger. Excellent.
And that is what we're doing today. What would it mean to win a brand new Jeep Avenger?
Oh, it would mean the absolute world.
First of all, can you drive?
Yes, I can. Drive in years.
Excellent.
It'd be a good incentive to start doing your test if you hadn't.
Exactly, imagine.
I think everybody so far has been able to drive, haven't they?
Yes. So far, so good.
So we have now, you're the ninth finalist going through to our final, which will happen next week.
Right.
It's very exciting. We've been thinking about it. Now, the great news for the final, right? You don't have to have any skill.
It's all up to fate.
Exactly.
It's all up to fate. It's all by chance. So start lighting the candles. Start crossing your fingers, Sarah Jane.
Saying prayers at night.
There's no skill. It's all completely random. So whoever's going to win, it's going to win it. So we're calling it the Jeep of Fate. We'll tell you more about that.
That's the best way.
Yes.
So
Sarah Jane, have a great day.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
And we hope people keep WhatsApping you and texting you going, was that you on the radio?
Scarlett, yeah, thanks so much, guys.
Have a great day and say hi to all in giraffe childcare from us.
All the kids, I'll tell them. Thank you so much, guys. Excellent. Have a lovely day.
There she goes. That's Sarah Jane. She is our ninth finalist. We're looking for our 10th one tomorrow.
Tomorrow, live from Dundrum Town Centre. So pop on down and say hello to us. We're going to be at Milano.
Oh, right. Yeah, yeah.
Wonder will Milano open up and give us a pizza at 8 a.m.
Wouldn't mind a few dough balls, please.
Oh, the dough balls of Milano.
They're so good. Just dip in butter. Oh, yeah. You don't like butter.
I don't like butter,
but
I'll have it just lying there.
Just watch it.
Right.
Olivia Rodrigo.
FM 104, giving you tickets to see Olivia Rodrigo live in Dublin.
And we did. We gave those tickets are gone. Sorry. Olivia's gone. The gigs are over. We gave away the tickets. And it was also a meet and greet. So
thousands of people entered.
Yes.
It was wild, the amount of people that entered. And again, thanks to Universal Music Ireland for getting this across and giving it to us.
Yeah, because it's a huge, huge prize. And it was an absolute pleasure for me and Crossy to run and run and run and find Courtney, who we have on the line now. Hey, Courtney, how are you?
Hi guys, how are you?
Very good. We saw you at the gig. I was looking down and somebody said, that's the winner. And I saw your smiley face. You were just loving it, being at the gig to begin with.
I was loving it. It was amazing, amazing, amazing.
Great show.
And the fact that she sang live for every single song, I was more surprised about that. You know, because sometimes artists, because you're running around, you probably need one or two tracks just to kind of rest your voice.
Yeah. Oh, no, vocally, she was honest.
And real musicians, the band were fantastic, amazing. Very tight.
And were you watching it going, oh my God, it's coming close to the next song. Oh my God, it's coming close to the end. Like, were you getting so nervous as it was coming to the end of the gig and you knew you were going to meet her, or were you buzzing?
I was getting so nervous. Every song that came on, I was like, oh, is this it? Because the girl from Universal had texted me and she was like, oh, when this song ends, we're going to go down and meet her. And I was listening. I was like, oh my God, is this the song? Is this the song? I was getting so nervous, but she was so, so, so lovely.
Okay, so tell us what happened. So you the gig finishes, everybody else is coming out of the three arena and you're brought down backstage, is it?
Yeah, you're brought down. There was like a curtain. You were brought to the curtain and she was there. Then she was like, come on, it's time to go in. So we went in, me and my friend Ella went in, and she was just standing there. And I was like, is this actually real life? And I was like, am I meeting Olivia Rodrigo? But she was so lovely, so lovely. She was complimenting me. She was everything.
Oh,
I was
wow.
like, I should be complimenting you. Oh, she was so nice.
I'm just going to show Jim and Zainab, but I'll put it up on our own Instagram page in a few minutes. But there is, she's in between the both of yous. She's smiling. The both of yous look amazing.
And she's her arms around you.
Oh my God, you look like just three pals hanging out.
We look like besties, like best friends.
What's been the comments like on your Instagram when you posted up the photograph? Where people are like, hang on, that's not Olivia.
Hold on.
They're like, hold on a minute. But now all my friends, they all know how much I love her. So they're like, Courtney, I'm so, so delighted for it.
That's so you're a mega fan, you've met your hero, and she was so nice to you, and she, like, she's real, isn't she? Yeah.
Yeah, and they say don't meet your heroes, but I have to say she was so lovely, so amazing.
Oh, that's brilliant.
That's lovely to hear.
It's a great story.
And even when you and Lucy from Universal walked past us to go and meet her, I feel like all of us were kind of just like in that joy for you. We were like, oh my God.
We were like two old ones, right? Because there were there were people behind us and there were people in front of us. And me and Zayn about of nowhere, she's going to meet Olivia. She's going to meet Olivia. And they were like, who is she? Who are you?
Yeah. We're like proud parents. We're like, there she goes.
And Courtney, when that all finished and Lucy said goodbye to you and you left the three arena and you're outside, like, was that a bit of sort of crash back down to earth, was it?
Yeah, I was in shock. Like, I was FaceTiming everyone. I was like, I'm after meeting her. I was like, I can't actually believe that I've just met her. Even the next morning when I woke up, I had to go to work. And I was like, do I have to go to work now? I was like, I just met Olivia last night.
Fantastic.
I love that. And I just love as well hearing that she's just so sound as well.
So sound. So, so, so sound.
Excellent. Well, that's great. Courtney, a brilliant prize. And thank you for listening to FM4. And stay listening for more amazing prizes like that.
Cheers, Courtney.
Always.
Cheers. Bye.
That is lovely.
Romeo Beckham was in Dublin. Sorry, he was in Bray. He was in Wicklow the other night playing a match, I'm almost sure, against Bray.
Yeah.
Does he play for Brentford? The second team?
Brentford? Hold on, I'm having a creep now.
Does anyone know? But anyway.
Oh, he does. He's a forward for Brentford.
He's following in the dad's footsteps. Apparently he's very good. He's
a very good footballer, yeah.
Yeah.
So from what I've heard from two or three people that were at the match, because it was quite low key that he was going to be there, that he stopped and he took photographs with everyone, said hello to all the kids, and they says he was raised really well because he was such a nice fella. And the WhatsApp since then have come in, great young lad, loads of time for the kids, good player too, to be fair to him. Another one says, Romeo Beckham was in Bray, this is him with my little daughter Skylar. And I'm just looking at the photograph there now. There's a bang of Hollywood off him.
Oh, big time. No, he's grown up in a very famous house, but to retain being normal is good. Like, if you look at the Beckham documentary, because David Beckham's dad, they were such a normal family, but David Beckham's dad was quite not pushy, but kind of pushy.
Yeah, I'd say pushy.
Pushy. He was fairly pushy. He really wanted David to do well. And so I wondered, did David look at, you know, the two sons, the three sons, and go, oh, which one of you is interested in photography and which one really wants to go down my line?
Yeah, probably, you know, I feel like, you know, sometimes if he's come from a family and a background like that, that he ends up not being that much of a pushy parent. And he's like, off you go.
Do whatever you want.
Do your own thing.
But Romeo, I'd say, can take a free kick.
He looks pretty cool.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's just great to see him down in Bray. I'm looking at the photographs, Bray Wanderers FC online. And it's just loads of photographs of him talking to all the young fellas, all the junior teams, all the small teams coming over. And yeah, he's just, you know, taking it in a stride, which
That's
is pretty
so
cool.
Lovely.
And then Victoria brought him to Bray Bowl afterwards. Met him. She parked outside Bray Bowl, took him for a platform pizza, and then down the seafront for a bit of a wander.
There you go.
Go see Al Gibbs and the Martello afterwards.
Yeah, they had the teddies and went to see Al. So it was like a perfect day out in Bray for them.
A perfect night out for me as well.
It was pretty good. Poor old Roy Cropper's not getting out of the slammer.
I did see that.
He's in, Curry. He's innocent. He's an innocent one.
And
innocent
wait,
one.
Is he properly in? He's properly in jail.
He is in jail.
Proper jail.
Oh, stop. Well, Roy.
Royston.
It's a set,
Roy.
But you know what I mean?
Yeah, but,
he's not getting out anytime soon, so they're going to let that bang along for a while.
They will. That show is gone. Okay, I'm not saying it was brilliant at the time, but I'd be watching the soaps the odd time.
Yeah.
And it's just kind of, it's kind of anything could happen in it now. It's nearly as wild as Fair City.
I think Corrie used to be the one that was slightly more, obviously there'd be lots of shockers, but it would be less extreme than EastEnders.
It's gentler. Yeah.
Yeah.
EastEnders would scare you.
Yeah, yeah. But now they're throwing Roy Corrie.
Do you know who I'd love in here? I'd love Cattle from Fair City.
Oh yeah.
I think she'd be the crack.
I would love to be Carol.
Cattle. I don't know, there's something about her now. I just think she's great.
I don't think she has. I think her normal accent might be a bit more Southside than Carol's accent. I think she's very good at the Dublin accent.
Like, I'd love to do like a fake row with her. She needs to go back baiting heads.
Yeah.
You know, beating people up.
A bit of Sapar Christie.
That's Christie.
A bit of Sapar. Garth Brooks. Sorry to mention this, but
this is some link. We're going from Coronation Street to Garth Brooks.
Well, look. Both for your granny, but listen, we'll put Ireland on the music map with a documentary of his historic 2022 Croke Park gigs. It's being claimed. And I think somebody in this room, potentially, I don't know if you're on the cutting room floor or not, you're going to be in it.
What?
I'm going to be in it.
Wait, sorry, hold on, everyone, please.
So, a couple of years ago when Gareth Brooks played...
Gareth Brooks.
When he played
Both
Croker.
His names wrong.
He played... My mother calls him Gareth Jukes. I don't know why. So anyway, he played Croke Park and I got a phone call from someone.
Yeah.
A lady called Julia, lovely lady. But she was working for Netflix and she said, we want to talk to radio stations who don't play your man's music, but they're also in a city or in a country that they've gone crazy for Gareth Brooks.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah.
You know
he's
called Garth Brooks. You're going to be in this documentary.
You're
going to stay right on the thing.
So they asked me to be the person that's, you know, not
that was a spokesperson from, like, for the radio show in Dublin.
Of the non-fan.
I bet you're going to be on that going, oh, he's the best artist who ever lived.
The greatest
you?
Artist of all time.
Mr. Brooks, I love you. Yeah.
No, but they followed me. They followed me into Croker. So I went to, I had to go with my mom
to see
him in Croker.
Mr. Brooks.
And that actually wasn't my gig. But still, they brought me then into the pit and then were filming my reaction to him playing. Now, in fairness, I was going, oh my God, it's brilliant. It's brilliant.
So
you were saying it was great.
Yeah.
And you did,
sorry.
And you're potentially in the cut.
That is
I didn't know. I actually completely forgot that even existed.
Well, this is Peter Aiken, the concert promoter, has said the hugely anticipated show will be released this year on Amazon Prime or Netflix.
That is unbelievable. Chris, you're going to be on Amazon Prime or Netflix.
Now, we don't know if he's going to be in it, but like, there's
a
good chance.
Better now.
They'll have to. And the fellow who's directing it has won an Oscar.
Wow.
This guy's really big. He said to me, if you're ever in New York, give me a shout. I was in New York a couple of months later. I emailed him and he ignored me.
Oh, no. The least he could do is put you in the dock.
Neck.
So you're potentially going to be in this.
That is so
cool.
I'm
terrified because, in fairness, I wasn't saying he was brilliant. At the gig, I was.
Yeah.
But in FM 104, I wasn't.
No, I know.
All the cameras
in
that they had.
Wait, how many are we talking? Like,
oh, about five different cameras and they'd makeup.
So when we
so
see
much.
You in the thing lying through your teeth in the pit.
Yes.
Going, this is the best day of my life. Oh, this is fantastic. Love this.
Great. It's great.
Beyonce's a terrible artist. I love her, though. I love her. Flip-flops. Okay. So that's something to look forward to.
Money speaks 1,000 languages. That's all I'm going to say.
Did you get paid for it?
Well, I wasn't going to do it for free.
Sorry, this is Netflix and Amazon Prime money. Yeah. I'd be asking for a bit of spondulings for my words.
I thought you did it for free. Like,
I'm not going to be working for free.
He's a businessman, Jim.
You can't pass a ring doorbell without doing it 5 minutes.
Helping you protect what matters. Oh, he's not wrong. That's
I've been waiting to use that for ages. I saw that on telly. So to say enough, I'm going to use that someday.
There's some fella who keeps on WhatsApping into FM 104 every time they hear me at the weekend. Do you ever take time off? I was like,
no.
For 120 quid, I'll do it. I joke. We were talking about Stanley Cups are coming back.
Carhartt.
Dickies.
Yes.
What's Dickies, by the way?
It's a brand. It's an American brand, but I think it was old school t-shirts.
Yeah.
Shirts.
Yeah, they're all kind of getting a resurgence.
Okay. Like, you'd be paying 100 quid for a t-shirt now if you're buying a Dickie.
Like, they're mad expensive.
That's
very, very expensive for a t-shirt.
Because someone said to me recently, you keep buying Penny's t-shirts, would you not buy one good one? And I'm like, oh, go on, give me a link. And the link was Dickies. And I'm telling you, I closed out that straight away.
Now, let me ask you this. Why is it worth 100 euro? What does it do? Like, does it look better? Does it hang better?
It's literally just the label.
Just the label. Superficial initials. Superficial initials. You're grand. What happened there?
Does it just hang there?
I got
there?
It after you.
What did I say?
You just said, does it just hang there?
Oh, God.
Sorry. I'm a child.
No,
I'm very
no, no, you're
I
right.
Didn't you didn't mean it like that.
No, I didn't. I mean, does it hang off you? Yeah. Oh, Jesus.
Just don't.
Stop digging.
It's a great brand. You can actually buy an Arnott's. Let me tell you, that I think they're the only stockists of it is Arnott's. But one day I'll be able to afford it.
So you won't see me. You won't see me with the Dickies anytime soon.
They might give you a free one now, Jim.
Be a Carhartt person though.
What's you that? Strike me as a Carhartt.
Your shirt that you're wearing now is very Carhartt.
Okay, cool. Yeah.
It just needs a little label on it. And
I'm not into the superficial initials.
Are you not?
No.
Superficial initials.
Yeah. I don't care what
sounds like a Marie
is.
And the Diamond song.
It does actually.
It is a lyric from a song, yeah. Oh. The superficial initials upon your chest.
Well, I think you like this one.
Yeah.
There's a brand new phase coming around for millennials, they're saying, because people are getting lazy and they're sick of doing things that, you know, round the bend and all that.
Mm-hmm.
Shollies are coming back.
Yes. It's only a matter of time before everything comes back.
Sorry, I got so slagged off. Okay.
You
I
have
got
a shawly.
So slagged off. No, I did. I don't anymore because I got rid of it because I got so slagged off. I used to use it for like my massive food shop when I was living away from home.
That makes sense. Having a shawly makes total sense.
And I get slagged off it all the time. Even when I have my wheelie bag in school, people still slag me off to this day.
No.
So in the UK and Ireland, it's gone up a lot. John Lewis in the UK have says in the last 6 months, there's been a rise of 80% of shawly sales because people are using them and they're all young people just hipsters. Going to the shops.
Hipsters are bringing them back. It's just like, you know, they smoke pipes, some hipsters, don't they?
And cigars and all that.
Yeah, and they like old school bicycles, like, you know, retro bicycles from the 1940s and they do them up.
So they're claiming them now.
Yeah. Shawlies, I can see that happening. It's good.
And they're also saying that it's just because when you're walking around the place, they used to be the little bags around, you know, the strap around your shoulder.
Yeah.
They're going, why do you need that? Because they're weighing you down. People have bad backs because they're where they're slouching. Mm. And a shawly is it. And randomly last night online, I saw Panty saying, I don't care anymore. I'm going to buy a shawly because they're so handy and they're going to be fashionable. And then this article comes out saying that they are coming back.
Well, if Panty does it, then, you know, a lot of people would follow Panty's trend. Yeah.
Someone says t-shirts for the Dickies ones are nearly 290 quid.
That is a lot.
Is it just the label? Is that the people for 100 quid for the labels? But like, you could get like 3 or 4 really good t-shirts for that.
But if you're a worker, if you're a physical worker, like if you work whatever, you would have been wearing Carhartt for years.
Yeah.
And Glenn's just WhatsApped in and says daily workwear for years, Carhartt. But Carhartt now, they have their own shops in the UK. We walked nearly an hour in London the last time to get to this Carhartt shop for him not to buy anything in Carhartt. I just wanted to see what was in there. So we walked an hour to get to Carhartt.
But was it like all fashion-y?
It's
like
all just browns and blacks and yellows and,
oh right,
you know, all these like all kind of
those block colours,
a worker clothes. Yeah.
Espresso. Yes. It's the Strawberry Alarm Clock. It's F104. Played this music earlier on. It's Crash Bandicoot, if you were wondering what it was.
That's driving me mad. I couldn't figure out what it was. It was giving me nostalgia, but I wasn't sure. We have a WhatsApp from our roadster, Gerald, aka Jerry. We sent them off on their way to hit up different locations so you could win a Jeep Avenger. Enter the competition, should I say.
I've been calling him Gerald. I didn't know he was Jerry, so I didn't know Jerry.
Business at the front, it's Gerald, mm-hmm. and fun at the back is Jerry.
Right,
Jerry.
Artist formerly known as Gerald.
How are we, guys? It's Jerry, FM104 Roadster. I've just touched down in Sandymount and I'm in the lovely Strand Fair. Guys, give me a cheer.
Yeah!
It's a coffee shop, it's a fishmonger, it's a butcher. I don't know what they don't do in here. The only thing better than the crack we're having is the coffee that they've just given me, to be fair. I'm here with Grace. Grace, tell me a bit about yourselves.
So we're here open during COVID. We're here the last 4 years and we sell roasted brown coffee, bread 41 pastries, have fresh fish 6 days a week, and the butcher counter is open every single day. Come on down, it's great crack.
Yay!
And the only thing different to that is that they all want to win a car. Give me another cheer, lads.
Yay!
the rest of Dublin. See you soon.
Whoa, good.
Jerry, that's a... Oh, Jerry. Yeah, please
nice
do.
Sign off.
Do you ever know when you're going to be late for work or when you're late for work if you see something? When I see that Stranfair place opened, I know that I am way too late to get into work in the morning time.
I love Stranfair because during COVID, I released a single, my first ever single, and they were very nice in letting me... I know, timing. But they let me... put up a poster in their window.
That's lovely.
Did you walk around?
I literally walked around to every cafe, every pub, anywhere that was open, going, "Hi, I'm a singer-songwriter. Can I put a poster up
In your little kitten heels?
In your window, in my little kitten heels." And so many places said yes, some places said no, but we'll talk about the positives.
Yeah. So who is there anywhere else that stands out that were nice to you?
Oh, Fumbly Cafe.
Oh,
the Fumbly,
well done,
very
the
sound.
Someone told me a little rumour that they were or are doing Carveries as well in the Fumbly.
Ooh,
they do a stunning
unreal
coffee.
Unreal food.
Can't believe I said stunning for coffee. Sorry, everyone.
No, it's
wrong
stunning.
Radio station.
No, stunning is good. Stunning is good. I love that roasted bread and all that jazz. Yeah,
it's
very
good. Sorry, I have to quickly let you know, people that are huge fans of reality TV and specifically Selling Sunset that's on Netflix, the next season is coming out very soon. We don't have an official release date just yet, but from that family, they have a new show coming out on the 22nd of May called Buying London.
Is it the same people from LA?
It's the same team that have put it together, but it's going to be English agents, and we'll see all the drama, and I am dying for it.
Yes.
Dying for it.
I think I would watch that. I'd prefer
relatable, isn't it?
Yeah, so it's close to home as well, and you want to have a good old creep on all these properties.
There's too much of the people talking, isn't it? The storyline that's fake. No, sorry.
Jim!
Of course. No,
are you talking to?
I just want to see the houses.
Yeah, I want to see the houses, but then I also want to see the drama occur, you know, in a very nice, like a nice marble kitchen. Now, do you know what I mean?
Is there a bit in it that you can just fast forward to the good bit? And see the house. Like, you know, Room to Improve, you've taped it. Just got the last 10 minutes.
I love all of it.
Well, I've got a good idea for you. There is a fella from Dublin called Stephen Lowe who lives in London, and he's a real estate auctioneer, and his TikTok blows up because he walks around the gaffs that he's in and takes videos of all the gaffs, and he says, "Guess how much?"
I
think he's from Terranure, maybe Ratmines.
I think I know him.
Lovely
cool.
fella.
Fair play.
Love that.
Right, Tara Murray's on the way. Have a fantastic Thursday. We'll talk to you tomorrow from Dundrum.
Thanks for listening to FM World 4's Strawberry Alarm Clock podcast. Listen daily and don't forget to subscribe to get the latest episode straight to your device.